Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If anyone has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you'd silence them now, it's not to disrupt the rest of the meeting. We'd appreciate it. And if you'd all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Next up is item number 3. This is discussion and possible action, the approval of the agenda for November the 9th, 2018. Anybody have any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I'll get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for November 9th, 2018.
Second.
Moved and second to approve the agenda for today. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4, this is discussion and possible action, approval of the minutes for October the 16th, 2018. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 16th, 2018.
Second.
Moved and second to approve the minutes of October the 16th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 5. This is today's consent agenda. Is there a public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, if I get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and second to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 6. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. We'll start on the right side of the room here. We're in the Sheriff's Office. We have Chief Deputy Tony Dosen.
Nothing to report, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deputy. All right. Moving along now, we have the Director of the Library and Community, Community Chest, Eric Chung. Come on up here.
Good morning, everybody. For the record, Eric Schoen of Community Chest in the Story County Library. I haven't been here in a while, so I thought I would give you a few updates. First of all, a housekeeping item. We will be closed on Veterans Day, so coming up on this Monday, as well as Thanksgiving and the day after. So just want folks to know that in case they're looking for services, our offices will be closed those days. A reminder, our health clinic is open Mondays and Wednesdays, so if people have physical health needs that they need taken care of, our partner, Nevada Health Centers, has the health clinic open on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are seeing increased utilization of our community center by a variety of community groups, including the Cub Scouts, the Girl Scouts, for play rehearsals, and to that end as well, Squeak donated a piano for us to use as well, so the kids have been having fun with that. And then last but not least, we released tickets yesterday at noon for our spring benefit show for Roseanne Cash, who will be coming on May 10th, Friday, May 10th. We've had the largest number of tickets sold in the quickest amount of time, 50 tickets in 24 hours. And so if people are thinking about wanting to come to that show, I encourage them to go to our website to seek out tickets. We have two different price points. We have a sort of a general admission ticket for $65 and a premium section for $90. So that show's announced and tickets are available, and that's all I've got unless you have questions.
Any questions for Eric?
No.
No, thank you. Good report.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Over to the County Community Relations Office. Sherry Nutter.
Good morning, Sherry Nevin for the record. Just a reminder that Ophir Grade is still closed due to construction of the 5 mile waterline replacement project. It's closed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So just remind folks that travel that road with off-road vehicles and such to, if you do get on there for some particular reason, be very careful. We do have open trenches in the area. About 2 weeks ago, we held our first strategic planning session for our senior centers. We are looking forward to creating a great plan and making some exciting changes to the services and programs that we offer our seniors. I'd like to thank Commissioner Gilman for spending a whole 7 hours with us that day and working through the plan. It's pretty exciting, and we're really happy to kind of get things moving forward with it. Stacy couldn't be here today, but she wanted me to let everyone know that the annual Veterans Day Spaghetti Feed will be held this Sunday, November 11th, immediately following the parade at the Senior Center. They took that over this year from Eileen and John Harrington, so they've been working hard, and hopefully they can have the same quality event as we've seen in the past. They will also be doing their annual craft fair along with the St. Mary's Arts Center on December 1st, coming up here in a few weeks. So mark your calendars and plan to go to that. We have a lot to be proud of here in Virginia City with our student athletes. And I might get a little bit choked up here, but this afternoon our volleyball team, who's number one in their region, is going to state tournaments at 4:45 at Reed High School. So if you don't have anything going on this afternoon, come see these girls. They're amazing to watch and so much fun. The boys' football team has also done really, really well, and they will be going to the semifinals tomorrow in Hawthorne. So just great news in our schools, and wish these kids well. So thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Over at the County Planning Department, Kathy Kentfield. All right, thank you, Kathy. We're at the Director of Human Resources and Planning, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Just a couple items. A lands bill is working its way through Washington, and there's lots of moving parts, but so far so good. In the Highlands, I've informed Commissioner McGuffey that the cell tower out there is under construction. They pulled their permits. They're installing the antennas and connecting it to the grid. That should be live here in about December, but we still ask people in the community just to hold on. We don't know exactly. It's just there's some time it's taking, but it is moving forward. And we're at that point of the Mark Twain Flood Management Project study that we are probably about 70-60% design on what those flow calculations are in that community. And once we do a review and redline of those, then we'll start actually working with the team down there on mitigation measures, what types of things might actually work. And our team includes myself, our public works director, Mike Northern, planning, and then as well as the Lyon County folks and our contractor. And that's it.
Any questions for us?
Thank you.
Thanks for the cell tower update.
The comptroller's office, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. We are officially in the cloud. I don't know what that means, but I think the crowd is raining right now. Murphy's Law has set in. We have had vendors being excluded from payment. We've had several of our employees that got missed some deductions and whatever. It is not through operator error, I will tell you that. We have had a phone elbow with these people trying to get this thing straightened out, and it will. And my congratulations to all of our employees for their patience and also our vendors. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Gallagher. Special counsel, Mr. Morris.
Nothing today.
Chief Deputy District Attorney, Keith Loomis.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. District Attorney Ann Langer.
I have nothing to do.
County Manager Pat Whitten.
Yes, I apologize. I had to connect our Community Development Director and a gentleman in the audience who was wanting to ask a question before we hear the fire code. So I'm not sure what Sherry said, except I did catch Ofer Grade. Mike and I spoke briefly this morning. He's out troubleshooting a pretty ugly problem on the water pipeline project right now. To report on the water line project, we have about 11,000 linear feet connected in the ground, not hot yet or wet, but there's about 11,000 linear feet, and this project is moving along at warp speed. Ames anticipates substantial completion by the end of the month. So we're way ahead. And to remind remind everybody, we do have a special commission meeting on Monday, November 19th at 9 a.m. The bulk of the items will be related to the effluent pipeline project, and we anticipate a few others that are urgent to get done. We'll also make it to that meeting as well. That's it.
Very good. Any questions for Pat?
Well, if I may, excuse me. I think you glossed over something really important, and that is while there are problems with the transition from the AS400 to Tyler, I have to tell you, he has, in his office, has done a stellar job, and particularly Jennifer McCain, but he was assembled an excellent game plan, and I commend him and his staff and others that are on there. He's got various departments who are assigned individual trainers. It's been a very, very impressive project. So, thank you.
Great. Thanks. As I look through the crowd, a pretty good audience today. I think we've covered all the staff. The clerk's office, sir, anything to report today? No? Okay, very good. That will conclude committee and staff reports. Move along now to item number 7. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. I'll start down at the far end of the table with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lance. Vice Chair McGuffey?
No, nothing today.
Nothing today? Okay. I just have a couple of items. Following up, as Ms. Nevin pointed out, the crafts fair on December the 1st. That's also Christmas on the Comstock in Virginia City, and we'll have the annual Christmas parade at approximately 5 p.m. Just dark enough then for all the floats to be lit up. So we encourage everyone's attendance with that. I'd like to congratulate all those county people who ran for office and were fortunate enough to win. Thank you for your endeavor. It's a very arduous, strenuous job to go ahead and run for county government. So congratulations to all those who succeeded, even the ones who came in fourth place. So, as we'll go ahead and move along now to item number 8, this is discussion of possible action. At this time, we're going to canvass the general election results held in and for Story County, Nevada, on November the 6th, 2018. There's a public comment regarding the results of the general election. At this time, I always ask the clerk's office if there's any reason why we shouldn't accept the results of this election. Everything seems to be in order. There'll be no questionable voters. So, once again, I'll open up to any public comment. Hearing none, if I can get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the canvass as submitted.
A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 9, this is discussion of possible action. This is on Bill number 109, the first reading of Ordinance number 18-298, an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 15.04, Buildings and Construction, to adopt the 2018 International Fire Code, the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, and the 2018 Northern Nevada Amendments to the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, amending Section 15.04.080, Fire District Requirements, and providing for other properly related matters. Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Robert Morris, we're here today on the first reading of an ordinance. It's sort of a housekeeping ordinance in a way. One of the things that changed from the usual process is there were specific amendments to the Wildland Urban Interface Code that we haven't adopted before, and they weren't ready when we did the general approval of all the new international codes. So I'm here today to add that to the list of 2018 codes that we would need to adopt. And so unless there's some questions, I would read it by title for you, since this is a first reading.
Yeah, if you go ahead and do that.
Okay. An ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 15.04, Building and Construction, to adopt the 2018 International Fire Code, the 2018 Wildland Urban Interface Code, and the 2018 Northern Nevada Amendments to the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, amending Section 15.04.080 Fire District Requirements and providing for other property-related matters.
It's pointed out that we've already approved these international regulations, and these are just the amendments now that are coming into play.
Well, I have to fess up. I didn't change two of the dates in the last ordinance, and so it was still 2012. So the International Fire Code is changed to the 2018 version, as well as the Wildland International Code. So what we've done is changed the dates on those two codes and adopting the new amendments to the Wildland Urban Interface Code. It's a little complicated. Just briefly, there's the code itself. There's amendments that the Northern Nevada participants to the amendments have agreed upon. And then there are specific code changes that Story County does just for Story County. And so some of these are those codes that Story County wants to put on the Wildland Interface, Urban Interface Code amendments. I know it sounds pretty complicated, but I think we have it all straightened out and it's ready to go.
Yeah, great. So, Gary Haynes is here. Sorry for passing you over on the department. I didn't see you in the audience. I'm sorry, Gary. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. I was outside talking to a gentleman. And just for clarification, there were so many drafts that went back and forth. Bob is not the only one that missed the date change. When it came forward to the board, we didn't catch it. It was still listed as 2012, and it should have been 2018. The fire marshals in Northern Nevada decided to do it a little bit differently than historically. Historically, they had all their amendments for the WUI, Wildland Urban Interface, and the IFC all in one package. This year, they split those. So when we processed this information at the first meeting, we didn't realize that they were split. When we were looking at the documents, they were all one, but they were intended to be two separate documents. So this just kind of cleans up everything. It's just housekeeping.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
All right. Commissioners, have any questions or concerns about this before we go on? Okay. Well, we open up for public comment. It's such a good turnout. I thought maybe someone was here to talk about this. Okay. Hearing none, well, we could get we've already had the title right into this, so we'll go ahead and get a motion to approve this.
I move to approve the first reading of Bill number 109, Ordinance number 18-298.
I'll second.
Moved and second to approve Ordinance 18-298, first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 10, this is discussion of possible action. Second reading for general business license for U.S. Security Associates at 1320 Freeport Boulevard, Sparks, Nevada, 89434, security guard service provider. I think this ran through the sheriff's office. Tony, is there anything to report from your end on this?
I was asked to have it move forward.
Okay. All right. Seems like from what I read through the staff report, all the background was done on this, everything is in compliance. Is there any public comment regarding this general business license? Hearing none, get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading for the general business license, U.S. Security Associates, located at 1320 Freeport Boulevard, Sparks, Nevada, 89434, security guard service provider.
Second your motion.
Moved in second to approve the second reading for the general business license for U.S. Security Associates. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 11, this is discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible action to approve resolution number 18-519, announcing an intention to lease a portion of 1705 Peru Drive to the Nevada Highway Patrol for no rent. Mr. Loomis.
Mr. Chairman, Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. The Highway Patrol wants to increase their presence in the TRI Center. I think they actually want to go ahead and establish a substation to provide 24/7 coverage in that area. And so they have asked the county to lease about 393 square feet of area within the county office complex over on Peru Drive. Because there is no, they are asking us not to charge them any rent. We can do that under NRS 277050, but we have to go through a process which requires adoption of a resolution indicating an intent to rent at less than market value. Go ahead and publish that twice in the newspaper and then set a date for a hearing on which objections to the proposed lease can be heard. And that is the purpose of the resolution that's before you today.
Okay. Can I have some information?
Yeah.
Our communications director has been working within the before the industry, it was his idea. He provided a brief on the end of the record. Regarding the Peru building, they will be utilizing two offices that are currently available. They will have access to the break room and the kitchen. We'll provide them with two reserved parking spaces, and also we've offered them the use of their phone system and internet access. However, we don't know if they want to use ours or have their own service installed. They will be providing their own janitorial service. The major said they would not have a breathalyzer machine in the building because they do not intend to bring clientele into the building. There will be two troopers and a sergeant stationed there, with that number potentially growing to six within the next year. Also, we've had several discussions. Dave has with Lieutenant Bill Merwin, the commander for the area, and he is very excited to be part of the tri-community. He's been reaching out to some of the businesses with plans to reach out to all of them. He has also asked to be included in our future LUPC meetings, and that's pretty much the summation of Dave's comments. I will add, while we're not going to get into rent, their presence in the park will definitely generate additional revenues for the county because there's an awful lot of high-speed motion going on out in the industrial park. So we welcome the presence. We welcome the presence of the cars there. So we think it's a win-win all the way around.
Anne Langer, District Attorney. I agree with everything that's said here today. 3 years ago, we probably had 900 traffic tickets, and 3 years later, or 2 or 3 years later, we're up to about 2,000 traffic tickets right now. I personally, as a district attorney, have added an extra half day a week to do traffic tickets alone. With the presence of NHC out in the Tri-Center, there has been either a bad crash or a fatality every day for so long now. But their presence is going to be very important. It also gives an opportunity for Story County to free up some of the deputies that were watching that area to look into other matters. So overall, it's a win-win for Story County, in my opinion.
Well, we definitely know the stepped-up enforcement out there. We hear it all the time. So, right. Is anyone here from the Highway Patrol to speak, whether they want to or not?
Okay. That was a question mark.
Okay. We can open up for public comment. Anybody like to speak on behalf of this item? No? Any concerns or questions from the board members?
No.
No? I don't think so either. I think it's a good idea. Listen.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's so much traffic out there. It's like just to have their presence will kind of keep everybody's.
Sure.
In the same mode.
Hey, every time I see a patrol car, I know I look at my speedometer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. With that said, I'm going to get a motion to approve this resolution.
Okay. High Commissioner Jack McGuffey hereby move to approve resolution number 18-519 and authorize the chairman to sign.
Second the motion.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you. Mr. Loomis. All right, item number 12 now. We're going to recess the Story County Board of Commissioners and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. This next up is item number 13. This is a discussion of possible action amending an existing liquor license for the Ponderosa Saloon to add off sale, because they already have an on sale license. This comes through the sheriff's office as well. We'll open up if there's any public comment regarding this item.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Gary Schmidt. I would like to note some glaring errors and discrepancies in your agendas this morning, and note that you're in.
Before we move on to that, do you have anything that has to do with this item that we're talking about now, this off-sale liquor license?
Well, you have opened up as the County Liquor License Board, which is a public body, which is bound by the open meeting law. And I've been informed that your only agenda is included within this agenda. And I checked at the clerk's office. And that's faulty in its form, because every public meeting has to have an agenda. And on the agenda, there has to be stated a time period, an agenda item, for public comment. If this is your only agenda, and it appears to be, you only have one item. And it's kind of disguised because it's number 13. It should be numbered 1 for the Liquor License Board. And somewhere in that agenda should be public comment for the Liquor License Board. And any rules or restrictions on public comment for the Liquor License Board must be clearly stated on your agenda. I don't intend to spend an hour up here, but I could, because you have no rules, and you're in technical violation because you haven't placed a public comment item on your Liquor License Board agenda. You're allowing me to speak, and I appreciate that. In the future, I would suggest that you create your separate agenda for the Liquor License Board, and you comply with the open meeting law, including putting on that agenda a proper time for general public comment and rules about whether or not persons can, whether it's an action item, you say an action item, whether or not you're going to allow public comments on the action item. If you don't allow public comment on the action item, then you have to have two general public comment periods, one at the beginning of the meeting, at the end of the meeting. And I think that the spirit of the open meeting law is certainly violated in that you've identified the single agenda item, apparently, you have for the Liquor License Board as number 13, and so I kind of disguised it within the County Commission agenda. So you have a multitude of issues and problems there I wanted to point out. I can assure you I don't intend to file an open meeting law violation, but I would strongly suggest in the future you comply with the substance and the spirit of the open meeting law, and you create a separate agenda for any boards or commissions that are separate. They're in essence separate public meetings, and have them available at the counter, and you properly comply on that agenda and properly place your public comment periods as you choose. General at the beginning or end, or include that the public can speak on each action agenda item, and then at the end, that's basically your two options. And if you have any rules or restrictions, that you place them on that agenda. And again, repeating myself, and I'll sit down in a moment, that I can stand here for an hour and speak, because you do have not restricted.
You can't, because your limit is 3 minutes on this stuff.
No, I'm not, because it's not on the agenda. Any rules or restrictions restricting public comment have to be on the agenda.
Schmidt, it's on the first page.
That is not for the liquor board agenda. That is for the Board of County Commission's agenda. It doesn't carry over to separate and autonomous meetings.
So in the first paragraph, it talks about the Board of County Commissioners. And it also says what this commission serves as, and included in that is the Stewart County Liquor Board.
Yeah.
Then you go to make sure, because we understand what you're saying, you're making some very important points. And one of them is to make sure that people know that we are talking about a different board, that this board serves as the Story County Liquor Board, that they convene, they recess from the county commission, are separate, and they go into the Story County Liquor Board. As you've indicated, as public comment is on everything, and as soon as we're done with this one item, again on this agenda, it says that they are going to adjourn from the liquor board and go back into the Story County Commission. So just for the record.
Well, let me just say this. You're incorrect. Each public body has to publish its own agenda. You cannot publish a combined agenda. You've done that
for years
by numbering at 13 on this agenda. You cannot create a group of rules and just identify that these three gentlemen happen to serve coincidentally or by as a matter of law on these other boards and then create some rules, such as for public comment, that apply to all those boards. The rules for public comment and the noticing of public comment have to be on each individual agenda. Now, I've been informed here by the clerk and by Mr. Lazzarino that this is your agenda. I think it's improper and form too, because it doesn't say agenda for. It just says you're convening as, and it's got one item listed. Okay. It's an absolute technical violation of the open meeting law, violation of the spirit.
All right,
and
you.
I'll sit down now if you at least give me the courtesy and consideration that in the future, create separate agendas, separate documents with any rules that apply, and include the appropriate, per the open meeting law, public comments on each of the agendas for the multitude of boards that these gentlemen happen to, as a matter of law, serve on.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Smith. All right. We'll move right along. Is there any more public comment regarding this item?
Chairman McBride, for the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. Mr. Smith touches on a relevant point that, as you know, I've been mentioning for every meeting that I've been here. You know, open comments, public comments are not given the.
Okay, now
I'm moving on to what I'd like.
This
yes,
item,
very good. Thank you.
We're not going to open up a whole can of worms talking about how our agenda is set up.
Thank you.
Talk about
so
this specific licensing.
Before we move on, I heard you say that this public comment on every item is limited now to 3 minutes as opposed to, as Mr. Schmidt suggested, more than 3 minutes. Is that correct?
Well, here's the deal. As the chairman of the board, I can let you go on. If you're making a relevant case to something, I can let it go on. But generally, and we have it listed that when you're making comments, it's going to limit it to 3 minutes. Otherwise, we'll be here all day, everybody repeating the same thing over and over again. I mean, this has been the public policy here for a long time, Sam.
Thank you.
So if we can get on to what your comments are about the licensing, off-sale liquor license for the Ponderosa Saloon.
Thank you. So as the liquor board may remember, this came before them with Mr. Moffitano and Tina Perkins in the audience. It's standard county procedure for the sheriff's office to conduct the background investigations for liquor licenses. And at that meeting, Commissioner Gilman requested that an outside special investigation be conducted on Mr. Moffitano on behalf of the county and removing that from the purview of the sheriff. This, of course, delayed the investigation, and it incurred additional expense to the county. Is this going to happen with the Ponderosa as well as the Delta? I'm sorry, you were busy when I asked the question. Is that same investigation pertinent to the Ponderosa? Are we going to have the same investigation against Mr. Moffitano taken away from the sheriff's office as normally conducted and placed?
Do you have a comment regarding the licensing? Because we're
that's my question.
Okay,
yes.
We're not going to get in a debate. I've told you this before, Sam. We're not going to debate back and forth Okay.
I'm not debating. I'm asking a question. Is that a yes or a no?
Yes. Sure, that one.
Well, but I'm so. Was that a yes or a no?
Okay, it's going to be a no.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank Appreciate you. That.
Mr. Schmidt, you already had your minute.
You're not, Mr. Schmidt, you're not going to speak twice on the same subject.
Mr. Schmidt, before you...
If I may, please. No. I spoke on general Mr. public Schmidt. Comments. Now I wish to speak on Ponderosa.
Mr. Schmidt, you're out of order. I need you to sit down while we continue on this item. When we get to the next item, you can speak on that. But you're not coming back up, back and forth on the same item. We don't allow that here.
Can I have a, we have a discussion?
I agree that I think what we should do is continue this item. I think that we need to look into that. So I would ask that you continue this item so we can see what Mr. Schmidt was saying earlier about the open meeting law and see if that is in fact something that does need to be done. Yes. So that would be my suggestion to the board.
If I may make one brief comment.
Okay. All right, can I get a motion to continue this item?
I'll make a motion to continue this item to the November 19th meeting in this courtroom at, was it 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Second.
We've moved a second to continue this item to November the 19th, 9 a.m. right here.
Thank you.
Motion carried.
Okay. I have approached the podium to speak on the specific action item of Ponderosa Saloon before you continued it. Let me just say, I will speak later on it, but I want to make it clear for counsel.
I spoke earlier. You are totally out of line and out of order.
Now, you're in violation of the open meeting law.
Mr. Schmidt, you had your moment.
Okay.
It's time for you to sit down. Mr. Schmidt, you need to sit down. We need to move on to the next item.
I spoke previously on general counselor. I spoke previously on the public comment item.
We're going to take a 5-minute recess.
Okay.
Well, then, if they kick me out, they can do it. And then they'll all be removed from office.
Okay, well, we're not kicking out, but it's going to be 5 minutes.
Okay, I have the right to speak on it today because I was at the podium before it was continued.
Well, last night, I'm going to take a